This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch. Yes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone, and I say with because we're in person finally back on campus, and it's game week. Man, it feels great to say all those things.
It is great. I'm excited to I'll be going to the game.
Yeah.
First off, I feel like we should start there. I'll be in the press booth and then down the field a little bit. But it's exciting to be back. We're 2 years removed from being in Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was planning on going to Grange Grove too and recording, you know, those vibes,
yeah.
What it's like to be back in a tailgate situation, and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for that.
So I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but what was the last game you attended at Memorial Stadium?
Oh man, can we think of it?
We could probably look it up because it was sophomore year after Wisconsin, after the upset, before the bowl. It wasn't Northwestern.
It wasn't. Yeah, we were on campus for that.
Was
like
it
Iowa? I can't even remember that here. I'll look it up. 2019.
Michigan? No, that was before Wisconsin. But I mean, it's just insane to think it's been that long since we've been.
I think it was the Wisconsin. That immediately to my head, I think it was the Wisconsin game.
Rutgers. Dad's weekend.
Dad's weekend. Rutgers. 38-10. A.J. Bush lit him up, I'm pretty sure. Or no, it was a Peters.
It should have been Peters.
Oh, yeah, it was Peters. Okay.
And I think Bebe had two touchdowns, I want to say. Oh, no, Dre Brown went off.
Oh, yeah.
Hit a couple. And then Bebe did have a long one. And I'm probably going to guess Jake Hansen forced a fumble in that game. That was the year he had, like, eight, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. No, yeah. Let's say it was Calvin Avery.
Okay.
There we go.
James McCourt.
Recapping a game from a couple of years ago, that's a great start.
Yeah, that's how long it's been. It's going to feel so nice to be back. And the program has so much, no offense to Lovey, but so much better vibes around it. I'm a lot more confident in Brett Bielema's ability to do everything that a college coach needs to do, including, you know, getting his hands dirty in recruiting. And I'm just excited to see everything out on the field. I mean, let me ask you this. After you give your response to this, what jerseys do you think they opened up the Brett Bielema era with?
Oh, I think you got to go probably all orange, right?
I would love to do all orange, but that clashes with red a little bit, right?
Yeah, it does. They'll probably go white.
I think they're going to go orange, blue, orange.
I think Nebraska's wearing black.
Oh, that'd be huge. I'd love if they went all orange.
The black and then orange, that's a great game right there.
That's a Halloween game.
That's awesome.
There's so many different combinations you could do. I mean, white would be cool and have the fans do white out for the first game.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, too.
If they could figure that out. I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
All orange would be fine. They could really go any. They don't have a specific road or home, so they could really do anything they wanted. But, I mean, just every atmosphere of it. The Grange Grove before, the band. Having fans in the stadium, being up there, being down on the field, talking to them before and after the game. It's just going to be, I mean, I feel like I'm going to have to relearn some things because it's been 2 years since I've done that, but I'm really excited, and I think I got a good chance to win this game too.
Yeah, you got a first question set for Brett Bielema? Do you know what you're going to ask him first time?
I want to do something with the crowd, so I'm banking on the crowd being into it. And so, like, that has to be it. Like, or I guess if they're not into it, were you disappointed in the crowd today? But
yeah, what do you think? What do you think the crowd's gonna look? Sold out?
That's
or?
Another good question.
Because he said that, what was that, last week, that he wants Memorial Stadium to get sold out.
Which would be awesome.
I don't think there's no way he's gonna do it this game, but I don't know.
Well, I remember my freshman year, the first game against Kent State was packed because it has all the freshmen in it. All the freshmen, I feel like, go. So you get some people excited about football. Some people that are like, man, I haven't been in a football game in 2 years, plus all the freshmen. You got a good chance to pack that stadium a little bit.
Great chance. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. It should be a lot of fun. So with that, we'll get right into the front page. And we're going to finish up our roster preview for this Illini team that kicks off in less than a week. Very exciting to say that. We're going to finish up with the offense today and then handle all the defense later this week. So we'll start with the offensive line, which returns 4 out of 5 starters from a year ago, and getting some guys back from injury, some super seniors on this list. It's going to be an offensive line to be reckoned with for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, Kendall Green is gone, so that is the one big hole that you're going to have
to
fill.
He's a stealer.
And we'll see. Yeah. We'll see how he's doing. Nate Hobbs, we got to talk about Nate Hobbs maybe a little bit later.
Yeah.
And what he's been doing. But back to the offensive line, you know, Pelcho's back. Doug Kramer's back. Freddie and Lowe. Those are the big names that you're going to recognize right away. Blake Trusady, will probably fight for right guard with Alex Pilstrom. I think Pilstrom will win that battle just based off of what he's done for the Illini thus far. We'll see. I mean, new program coming in. We'll kind of see what Bielema wants to put out in the offensive line, considering that's probably one of his probably most important positions that he loves to play. He loves running the balls, and if you're going to run the ball, you got to move that line a good 3 or 4 yards every game. So
yeah, I think when you think of past Brett Bielema teams, the ones that were successful had really strong offensive lines, and you look at this program he took over immediately. Three people that could have stayed and gone professional decided to come back on this offensive line. So, I mean, it's got a very nice start for him to build on. And, I mean, Doug Kramer and Alex Pelcheski both are on a lot of preseason watch lists. And then you look, they've got some depth, too. Julian Pearl might not start. Like you said, Alex Filstrom might not start. Brody Weiscarver, he's a freshman, but he was, you know, hit some pretty high
Good recruit.
Yeah,
definitely guy a good too, recruit. There's a guy, too, I want to talk about. I think Jordan Slaughter will probably see some time sooner or later.
Okay.
I don't know whether or not that'll be in an injury situation or just the rotation. But I do think that Bielema will use Slaughter a decent amount this year. Same as Julian Pearl. Vidarian Lowe, though, is definitely has the left tackle spot locked up. I think he's the most talented player on the line. And that's saying a lot because you got Pelcho and Kramer right there next to him.
Yeah,
so
I think there's a chance that three of these five are in the NFL next year when we're talking about Illinois' first game. And speaking of Illini in the NFL, we can kind of cut to that really quick. Like you said, Nate Hobbs has been lighting it up with Vegas so far.
Yeah, doesn't that make you kind of like wonder why like the Lovey era defense was so bad? Nate Hobbs making plays. He had a tackle for a loss, an interception.
And the interception came with Jalen Ramsey mic'd up, like doing an interview with the people, and like he was like, "Man, that was a good play."
Yeah.
So I mean, you love to see that. You love to see Illini in the NFL always. So hopefully, you know, he makes that team and keeps it up in the regular season. Kendra Green gonna be blocking for Najee Harris and Big Ben on the Steelers. So that's gonna be exciting to see. We'll see if Amadou Bebe ends up making the Jags and is catching some balls from Trevor Lawrence, but definitely exciting. Some Illini in the NFL, and like we said, some Illini on this offensive line that might get there.
Absolutely, and it'll be interesting too, just because this game, at least for me, will be a very big like, oh, this is what we're going to be doing this year. The scheme like that Bart Miller wants to run, I'm unsure of, and this line, these guys, Kramer, Lowe, and Pelcho have seen like a lot of different schemes. Trying to think who was the offensive line coach 2 years ago. Luke Buckus.
Right.
His scheme was completely different from what they ran last year. I mean, Bob McLean, right?
I think it was
different from his, and then now with Bart Miller. So we'll see what they kind of do there.
You got to assume offensively. I mean, we've talked about this a little bit. It's got to be run first, pass second. And, I mean, these are solid run-blocking offensive line
guys, and they could build a pocket too, and that's what I thought McLean did way better than Buckus. Buckus wanted that. Buckus was, I think, wanted that original scheme that they were going for. Say Isaiah Williams was there, or he was still there while Isaiah Williams was there. Isaiah Williams plays quarterback. He wanted a quarterback that could run, and he could support that way.
Yeah.
Didn't want to necessarily build a pocket for him in case he wanted to run and have that run pass option more. But we saw that not be very true of the offensive line last year. And we'll see about this year. I think it'll be very run based, and if they have to build the make the pocket for Peters, they'll do that. And I imagine that's what we're gonna see. So it'll be interesting. These guys got to be conditioned because they're gonna be running the ball a ton.
Yeah, which is probably also why when these guys got hired, everybody was talking about how excited they were to work with Brandon, and nobody really mentioned Isaiah that much. And now we see him as a wide receiver because they want to, you know, build a pocket and run first, play action, build it off of that, not as much with a speedy quarterback like Isaiah Williams. So I think those kind of answer some of our questions, but we're not going to really see what type of offense we're going to be looking at until kickoff on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so with that, we'll finish up the offense preview with the tight ends, which is an exciting unit, especially top heavy, I would say, with Daniel Barker and Luke Ford kind of leading the way. Daniel Barker, me and you both have talked about it. He was the best tight end on the team last year.
And, he was.
And that was probably came into the year third string. Not a lot of people were expecting him to really have that big of a year. But he was probably Brandon Peters / Isaiah Williams' favorite target, aside from Josh Madarbebe. So I'm expecting big things from him, and I really want to see Luke Ford kind of take that jump. We haven't quite seen it from him yet. And, of course, he had to sit out a year as well. But that's a pretty good 1-2 punch from the tight ends.
Yeah, it is. And Daniel Barker's a guy that I think he's the number one tight end. I'll start there. Mm-hmm. He's a guy you put in, and he will get you he can do everything. He could push a guy a good 5 yards and get a good block off. And he could also go down the field and catch the ball.
Yeah, which is probably – would you say that's probably Luke Ford's weakness, the blocking aspect?
His blocking. And I honestly think in terms of Luke Ford's career and NFL potential, the best thing that could happen to him was Brett Bielema coming here, because he's going to be put in situations
– where he has to block.
Where he's going
to
have to block. And you look down – you look down the depth chart, you know, past those two guys, it gets a little sus. I don't think – on the depth chart that we've had this week, they did not supply. I'll say this was just online. His Michael Marquez is the third string tight end, which there's no way that's true. I mean, Max Rosenthal, I believe, is the fullback, not the tight end. So a little bit sus there.
It could be a little wrong. Yeah, it's got Mike Epstein as the fourth string running back as well. So it might not exactly be 100% accurate, but those are some of the guys. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Michael Marquez gets involved as a tight end, just because he's done everything they've needed to.
Yeah, it looks like he did. Yeah, he must have switched, because he's listed as a tight end.
And he's up some pounds, too. So
yeah, he is. You're absolutely right. But I don't think I'd be surprised if he's a third string behind Griffin Moore.
They got a lot of options. Max Rosenthal, like you mentioned, making the shift from fullback to tight end. Preston Angle, Lucas Alphys. Man, they got a lot of tight ends. Brandon Hohenstein, if I'm saying that one right. Tip Riemann. So a lot of different options. I think the majority that we're going to see is going to be Luke Ford and Daniel Barker. Probably single tight end sets and a few tight end sets.
I think you'll see a lot of two. I think you'll see
Luke early Ford, especially. I think we're going to see a lot of two tight end sets.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of those two both on the field.
I think it's going to look – oh, you know what? It's going to look like the Patriots. Because, I mean, Brett's coming from there. They run a lot of two tight end stuff.
Sets, yeah.
And they love running the ball.
Yeah.
That's probably – I mean, obviously, it's hard to live up to the Patriots, especially with Brady there for so long.
Right.
But the simplicity of that offense being successful and him coming from there, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's kind of the blueprint that they're trying to go at.
Yeah.
Simple could win football games.
Yeah. And I hear the thing, too, I want to say – is I think this will be interesting, too, because in the past we've seen, like, Luke Ford and Daniel Barker essentially, like, playing the slot.
Yeah, we're not going to be seeing much of that.
In the spread. I don't think you're going to see that at all. And I do think that with those two tight end sets, you're going to see a lot less slot wide receiver in the offense, which might mean less time for Isaiah Williams. Or Donnie Navarro, right. And I think we're loaded at wide receiver. I said that in the last episode. I really think that we have a great group of guys there that will surprise a lot of people. But I don't think we're going to see them used a lot. And I could be completely wrong. Bielema can show me up on Friday.
If he's
Saturday.
Listening, he's going to.
Yeah, I hope he does, honestly.
Take some shots.
He should. He should definitely do that. But either way, I mean, Luke Ford can catch the ball as well. It's just a run-blocking situation for him. But Daniel Barker, also a well-rounded player, could catch the ball really well. Look, that's two guys, and I think in this offense that you really need.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm with you there. It's going to be I think it's going to be a fun offense to watch. I'm excited to see how it ends up going. It'll certainly be interesting, but I'm excited to see it get underway.
Me too.
And before we wrap up, I want to get into the special teams a little bit. It's a unit that has gotten a lot of media attention, a lot of coverage, and they keep on putting smiles on people's faces. They call themselves the Lads. So we'll get right into it and preview the Lads. Long snapper, kicker, and punter. It's the same trio that you've seen for the last two seasons at Illinois. Ethan Tabell is going to be the long snapper. Super interesting guy. Loves art. And there's been a lot of stories done on that. James McCord, of course, nailed the clutch kick against Wisconsin, but he's been as solid a kicker as you're going to have in the Big Ten since. He'll be kicking again, and then you've got the probably number one rated punter on Mel Kiper's draft board again, Blake Hayes, who comes back for another year to just pin Purdue down at the two-yard line.
Yeah. Good point. Hopefully the Huskers, too. Hopefully not the Huskers. Hopefully we don't ever punt.
Yeah, we're never
punting. Right?
We're going with 56 and nothing.
Yeah, Tabella's a guy that I feel like we heard a lot from last year. A very talented man in many aspects. It's exciting to see him back. James McCourt, you feel a little bad for him because this game was supposed to be
in Ireland. Yeah,
which would have been very special for him, but unfortunately, COVID took that away.
But I will say, if there was no COVID, he would be gone anyway. So he was really never going to play in
Ireland. That's true. That is a good point. But
still, it would have been awesome.
It would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been cool
if he played. That is a good point. But anyways, we have him back. I think he's in our prospect, depending on how well he does this year.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Speaking of, Chase McLaughlin's banging kicks for the Browns.
Yeah.
He's taking Cody Parkey's job straight from him.
Yeah.
So that's always good to see.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
No double doinks.
None of that.
In Cleveland. McCourt's a guy that we've liked a lot. He's a guy who could hit those 54, 55-yard field goals. You feel good, I think, whenever you're able to score on a team like that. So, I think Bielema was a guy who will always take the points.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see him a decent amount this year. And then other than that, Blake Hayes, another great guy. I really hope he gets drafted next year. I'm glad he stayed back another year and is going to show up Purdue.
Yeah, I will say, interestingly enough, there's only one other kicker listed on the Illinois roster. And it's Caleb Griffin, who is also a wide receiver.
Yeah.
So that's going to be – and he was the punt returner for a little bit last year, so we might see some of him in that too. And then long snapper, there's actually a little bit of depth. Aiden Hall and then Jake Hansen's younger brother, Lane, is also listed on the roster as a long snapper. And then behind Blake Hayes, Hugh Robertson, the redshirt freshman, also from Australia. So there's a little bit of an Australian punting pipeline in this program. Maybe that's another story to look into, but – That's how the Lads look this season, and I'm excited to see them on the field. And, I mean, there have been games when Illinois was really bad where Blake Hayes was the most fun player to watch.
Yeah, he's the best player on the field.
He's always so fun to watch. I just hope, no offense to Blake, that we see a little less of him this year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I hope so. But hopefully when we do see him, he pins him still on the three.
Yeah,
so.
Well, got a lot to look forward to from this unit as well, and a big game this week, which, again, is just so surreal to say. Very excited to be back and to be covering this team. We'll get into the defense later on this week and some score predictions as well for Saturday's contest against Nebraska. But for now, thank you guys all for listening to Oski Talk. We'll talk to you guys on Friday. ILL.
I and I.